Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office continues its investigation into a bomb threat posted to a social media website that shut down the College of the Redwoods last Thursday. Following online leads, sheriff's detectives served a search warrant at an apartment in the 1000 block of Cousin Street in Eureka and collected information related to the threat. Detectives confiscated electronic items that will be analyzed, along with information related to the residents, none of whom were home at the time of the search. Anyone with information about the bomb threat is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Thursday, officers from the Eureka Police Department responded to a motel at the 4000 block of Broadway in Eureka to investigate a stolen car in the parking lot. At the motel, officers contacted 32-year-old Robert Tyson, 31-year-old Casey Hunter, and 28-year-old Daniel Silva from inside one of the rooms. The room was searched due to Tyson's probation terms, and as a result of the search, officers located a stolen laptop computer, around 191 grams of marijuana, 26 grams of hash, 32 grams of heroin, 63 grams of methamphetamine, and various prescription pills. They also collected numerous laptops and other electronic devices suspected of being stolen. Tyson, Hunter, and Silva were arrested on various charges and booked into county jail. The stolen vehicle was recovered and towed to a local tow yard. Eureka police arrested 29-year-old Carmen Hernandez on Saturday afternoon following a two-car collision at 4th and R Streets. A Eureka officer was near the scene when Hernandez, who was reportedly driving in an erratic and dangerous fashion while crossing the Samoa Bridge, slammed into a second vehicle in the intersection. The collision also involved a power pole that knocked out electricity to customers in the area. Eureka police report that Hernandez initially provided a false name to officers when contacted, and when officers learned her true identity, they also discovered she had a felony warrant out in her name in Chico. Hernandez, who had two children in the vehicle with her, was arrested on suspicion of DUI and booked into county jail, and was also held on the warrant. Child welfare services were called in to care for the children, and anyone who may have witnessed the collision is asked to contact Eureka police. This week, the city of Arcata will be undergoing repairs to its sewer line at the intersection of 7th and I Streets from April 22nd until April 26th between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. They will be repairing the failing 10-inch sanitary sewer line and installing a new manhole. There will be no through traffic on 7th Street between J and H Streets or on I Street between 6th and 8th Streets. For more information, please contact the Arcata Public Works Department. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. Dan Squire has more.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impacts state and local government has on local law enforcement. In California, the greatest challenge currently being faced is the issue of prison realignment. Governor Jerry Brown, in response to federal mandates to improve prison conditions, pushed through a plan that placed a heavier burden on local law enforcement and probation departments. Those convicted of less serious and nonviolent offenses are now serving lesser sentences in county jails and not in state prisons. Not only are local parole and probation officers dealing with more men and women on the rolls, it has also led to concerns from police and sheriff's departments regarding more convicted criminals on local streets. In addition, California sheriffs are constitutionally bound to run local jails, and that means that although those that are being arrested for assorted crimes are still being booked, many of them are being immediately released due to population limits. And that's our community news.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.